Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Kelly Barner, the Business Survey Chair for the ISM New York Report on Business, Managing Director of Buyers Meeting Point, and the Director of Intelligence for Pollenbridge. The ISM New York Report is a highly regarded indicator of business conditions in the New York metro area, including a six-month outlook, employment index, and current and expected revenues. The July ISM New York Report on Business was released on August 2nd at 9:45 a.m. Eastern and is available for download. I will include a link to it on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. In July, current business conditions increased while we recorded significant drops in employment and current revenues. Current business conditions came in at 62.8 in July, the highest level we've seen since December of 2016. The six-month outlook, which now addresses expectations for January of 2018, decreased for the fourth consecutive month without leaving growth territory, coming in at 58.1 in July. The rate of decrease has increased month over month since March, from 3% to 4%, 9%, and then 10% this month. July also marks the first time since July of 2016 that the six-month outlook was lower than current business conditions. Employment, one of our seasonally adjusted indices, fell to 37.8 in July after nearly breaking even in June. News for the top line and forward guidance doubled down on the low numbers we reported in June. Current revenues fell to 44.4 in July from 46.9 in June, hitting the lowest point since this index was included in the report on business in February of 2012. July also marks the first time current revenues have been below the break-even point for 2 months in a row. Expected revenues increased to 69.4 in July, reaching a four-month high, and prices paid fell to 52.8 in July after a one-month uptick to 60.3 in June. Now, we can't ignore the significance of milestones, such as this being the second consecutive month of current revenues below the break-even point, or having the six-month outlook below current business conditions. But there are also some interesting contrasts that emerge in this month's numbers between what we're seeing today and what New York purchasing managers are expecting to see in the future. Current business conditions reached the highest level since December of 2016, while current revenues reached the lowest point on record. The six-month outlook falls yet again, while expected revenues reach a four-month high. As always, it's important to remember that the report tracks changes up and down month over month. For now, we can consider these contrasts and milestones as single data points. Only the August data will tell us if July was an isolated dip or the beginning of a concerning trend. Please feel free to share your comments and feedback on this month's report, as well as to share it with anyone from your network that you feel would benefit from the information. I will put a link to the report on business on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. Remember to check back in with me on Tuesday, September 5th for the release of the August report. Thank you for joining me, and please have a great rest of your day.